With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. For the second weekend in a row, the United States and Iran are holding talks on Iran's nuclear program. Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that President Trump has made it clear what Iran needs to do to avoid further sanctions and the bombing of its nuclear sites.
Surrender and dismantle their nuclear program, to stop their ballistic missile program that threatens us here in the United States, and to stop their support for terrorism. If they want to do those things, if they want to become a normal nation and come in from the cold, a deal is there to be had.
Meanwhile, the president is changing his tune on the Russia-Ukraine war. After promising to end the conflict in one day, Donald Trump now says the U.S. will move on if there's no progress in peace negotiations in coming days.
If for some reason one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass, but hopefully we won't have to do that.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court is blocking, for now, new deportations in Texas under an 18th century wartime law.
The Supreme Court has blocked, for now, the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas under an 18th century wartime law. In a brief order early Saturday, the court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Blue Bonnet Detention Center, quote, until further order of this court, unquote. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The high court acted in an emergency appeal from the American Civil Liberties Union, contending that immigration authorities appeared to be moving to restart removals under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Ron Taylor reporting.
Police are still trying to determine a motive for Thursday's shooting at Florida State University that left two dead and wounded six others. All of those wounded in the rampage are expected to survive. This is SRN News. Doctor-assisted suicide is on the rise in the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill, but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Department of Education has ruled that teachers in Branham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. An investigation revealed that teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective in discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about the lessons. This is SRN News. Catholic employers in North Dakota have won a pro-life decision.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that more than 9,000 Catholic employers in the state do not need to follow federal regulations that would have required financing and other workplace accommodations for those on staff who seek abortions, fertility treatments, and enablements for transgender lifestyles. The Catholic Benefits Association and the Bismarck Diocese filed a lawsuit last year challenging the EEOC regulations that implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. They claimed the EEOC's interpretation of the statute violated moral norms. George Williams reporting.
The pending merger between Capital One and Discover Financial Services is one step closer to completion. The $35 billion deal received approval yesterday from several regulators. More details at SRNnews.com.